You're listening to Beyond the Ribbon, a podcast of the Cancer Survivorship Center, powered by 24 Hours in the Canyon. This podcast is brought to you by Auto Inc. Auto Inc. is a distinguished family of dealerships redefining automotive excellence. Be sure to check out their website at autoinc.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Beyond the Ribbon. My name is Pam McMillan, and we're missing someone today. Ryan is busy. You might hear some noise in the background, but I have a very special co-host, Megan.
Oh, Pam, thanks for having me. I always enjoy doing this with you every year. This is such a joyful event, and it's something to celebrate for sure. So I'm so delighted to be able to be back with you again.
Well, we appreciate you coming in, filling in for Ryan.
Of course.
But, you know, we just opened up a beautiful building for our cancer survivors.
It's an absolutely gorgeous facility. If you guys have not visited the new Cancer Survivorship Center, you must walk. Don't walk, run. Go and see it for sure. It's gorgeous.
Yes, you know, 1732 Hagee Boulevard. But we couldn't do what we do at our office without people riding. And so this is why it's such an important event. And so we have some special guests, special riders we're going to be talking to today.
I love it. This is to hear the reasons people ride in 24 Hours in the Canyon every year. Always inspires me. So this is a really good way to be grounded in sort of why we do this and why so many area businesses and supporters sponsor this event every year and why people register. So,
you know, we couldn't do it with the Amarillo Surgical Group sponsoring this podcast. So let's get to our first guest.
Okay.
What's your name?
Debbie Newton.
Debbie. So is this your first 24?
Oh, gosh, no. I think we've probably done this 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. So. Okay. Every year it's something new, right?
Like. Oh, every year.
Okay. So what's kind of your goal? What's your dream for this year's?
Well, we actually come as a non-competitive group. And so we started out probably with about 30 of us women. And slowly there's just kind of been a core group that's kind of continued to do this year after year. And so our goal is, you know, we want to, of course, fundraise because it's a fantastic cause. But then we also just kind of get together and we fellowship and we spend time solving the world's problems.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. So how many people are in your group?
How many people? Right now we have 11 women.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Different levels and...
Yes, we really do. We have a couple of youngsters. They're in their early 20s or early 30s maybe. And then we have some all the way up until, I think, 70s, in their 70s. So
that's
we're a
awesome.
Group of women that do
so
that.
So does your team have any connection to cancer?
You know what? We all have some kind of connection. We, you know, just being women, we always have other women who are in our families or relatives. We have... one of our riders, her name is Kathy Hall, and both her parents passed from cancer and her husband passed from cancer. And so it's something very near and dear to her heart.
I mean, isn't it true that we all have some sort of connection to
absolutely,
cancer, right?
Absolutely.
For sure. Well, we're so glad you're riding. We hope it's a beautiful weekend for you, just in every way possible.
Okay, so can I give a plug?
Of course, we love a plug.
So we are, right now we're in third place as far as fundraising goes. And we really want to bump up to second place. So if anybody is just looking for a place to throw their money and help support a great cause, we're under the Team Warriors. So if y'all would just look for us.
That is so awesome. Thank you for what you do for
Thank
us.
You.
And I hope you guys have fun.
We always do.
All right. Excited to have our next guest in with us. Tell us your name and why you're participating this year.
Okay. My name is Sherry Castleberry, and I've been a long-time bicycle rider, and this was a goal of mine a long, long time ago when it very first began. I wanted to try and do it, and I finally found a group of friends that wanted to also ride, and so we formed a team, and we've been doing it 5 or 6 years. At the minimum. I think it's been more than enough.
I love that. That's so cool, right?
Yes. So what's your favorite part about the event?
Oh, my goodness. I think it's really just being in the canyon, surrounded by God's beautiful gift of the canyon, and also just being with my friends that we just hang out all day and laugh a whole lot.
You know, Megan, we're so blessed to have a beautiful place to have this in the Palo Duro Canyon.
It is so lovely. And, you know, it's a good reason for those of us who live here to go out to the canyon. You know what I'm saying? To get out and enjoy it. It's so beautiful.
Sure. So do you get out at night and ride?
Oh my gosh, yes.
You
That's
do?
So fun. That
really?
Was, yes. That was our whole group does, and that was one of the things I was really excited to try. Because you get these big bright lights and you think it's going to be really scary, but then the trail lights up and you just ride.
I'm thinking about all the little critters.
I agree with you, Pam. I am out on that one. I'm glad there are those different strokes for different folks. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. Well. And Sherry, you have a very special connection to one of our sponsors, Sonic. So yes. Thank you for what you do, not only in riding, but also as a sponsor with Sonic.
Yes. So they always enjoy, they start making burritos around 3 in the morning, and they make 700 and some odd burritos, and some magically deliver them.
Yes. You know, if you're out there on Sunday, there's always those burritos, so make sure you grab one from Sonic.
Yeah,
so thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome to the podcast. Tell everybody who you are.
My name's Sue Monahan. I ride with the Warriors.
Okay.
There's a lot of Warriors out here, huh?
Yes, we're strong.
Well, tell us about your group, just a little bit of background.
Oh, my gosh. We all met at the gym ages ago. We all decided we preferred doing things outside.
Okay.
And there were a couple of them that rode in 24, and gradually we ended up with a large team at 24. So this is my sixth year.
Sixth year. That's a lot of riding.
It is.
Why do you continue to do it?
Oh, such a great cause. And I've got connections. Lost my mother in 1964. When I was just a little girl to pancreatic cancer, lost my brother to lung cancer, and just several friends. I mean, we have several survivors on the team. So it hits hard, and Ryan has a great cause, and we love doing it.
So while you're out there riding, does it motivate you to know that you have those people in your life to keep you going?
Absolutely. The motivation through fundraising beforehand, through our training rides, and then to be out there. You just gave me the chills. So, yeah, definitely motivated. Love it.
You know what I always think about this and things like this is we certainly cannot individually control cancer. It feels like it's out of our control. But something like this, fundraising for 24 hours, this is the way we can put like some sort of control on
Absolutely.
Something we can't, right? Make a difference.
I agree. We can touch others. That especially here locally. And the crazy thing is, I'm from Michigan, have been here over 30 years, but the vast majority of my funds raised are from friends and relatives back in Michigan.
Interesting.
Yeah. They have no connection here whatsoever.
They just want to make a difference,
right? They just want to make a difference.
I love that. So. Also, you don't have a Michigan accent any longer. We've successfully changed you.
Maybe a little. There's still a few words.
Well, thank you for raising money for the center, and we appreciate everything that you do, and we hope that you have fun this weekend.
Thank you. Thanks to you guys for being here.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. Tell us your name and why you're here tonight.
My name is Melanie Wolf, and I am the practice director at Texas Oncology. So I am out here to represent Texas Oncology and support our patients through their journey.
So Melanie, you know firsthand what the Cancer Survivorship Center can do for patients. How important is it for this bike event to happen so that we can support your patients?
So this event is just one of the amazing ways that the center supports our patients. And this is just such a fun way to get out there in the community and raise awareness about cancer journey and everything that it takes and just really support everyone through their survivorship journey. So it's a huge event.
I think you've said journey 3 times in our short time together. So talk more about what a journey looks like for someone who is diagnosed with cancer.
So the cancer journey itself can mean so many things to so many different people. We're fortunate to get to support our patients through different aspects of that. So from initial diagnosis all the way through survivorship, we're there to support them through all of it and provide them with resources, and that's where we get to partner with 24 Hours in the Canyon to really help them and their families as they navigate this.
You know, Megan, we do so many awesome things at the center. You know, people are worried about getting to and from treatment.
Mm-hmm.
We have you covered. We have chemo cars. You know, they get deconditioned while they're getting their treatment. We have a gym. We've got you covered for that. We know that the journey also is mental. And
was
so
about
we,
to say.
We have something to cover for that, too. So we couldn't do what we do at the center without the help and support of partners like Texas Oncology and our partners all across the community.
We have a great resource in Texas Oncology because of the great health care you're giving to patients here in the Panhandle region, but also the survivorship aspect is so critical in the long-term journey for a cancer survivor. So we're so grateful for you and the work that you guys are doing over at Texas Oncology.
Well, thank you. I feel the same way about y'all, and we truly are very fortunate to have everything that you provide to the community available to our patients.
So I hear that you've got a pretty large team coming.
We do.
I think we might be the largest.
I think we're up there for sure. Mm-hmm. Almost maybe 30 individuals coming to support from Texas Oncology.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, thank you for everything that you do for the cancer world and then also supporting us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate y'all.
Our next guest is Misty. Misty, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Tell us why you ride, why you're participating tonight.
So when I first started riding, it was because a group of my friends were riding already, and I thought this would be cool. I believe in what you guys do, the programs that you have, and how you support it, you know, so I just thought it was a good idea. So.
Yeah. Are you a big cyclist?
I am not. Actually, like, mostly just spin class.
I think that's what, perhaps it's a bit of a misnomer, right? Like, you don't have to be an avid cyclist to participate.
I am also not an athlete. Like, I am not good at sports. I'm really not.
I'm going to argue. I don't even know if I can stand up on a bike again. Like, if you can ride at all, I'm going to call you an athlete.
Well, you know, my first year, I did not clip in, and I couldn't stand up because, like, the bike would get wobbly, and I'm going to fall. And so people were, like, passing me. They're like, way to grind it out. And I was like, I can't do anything else.
This is what you get.
Yes.
So what group do you ride with?
So I actually ride solo. Okay. Last year I did with one team member, but they're just friends. So it was the Greyhounds. It's been the Greyhounds. Mm-hmm. So that's us.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very competitive.
Yes.
Do you have an award?
Well, I actually bought a plaque.
Uh-huh.
So this year, the reason why I ride is because my 10-year-old granddaughter was diagnosed with cancer in February. So that's my new reason.
That is such an important reason to ride.
Yes. So she's 10. She has rhabdomyosarcoma. She is going through chemo treatments every week. And then about 2 weeks ago, my mother-in-law was diagnosed with cancer. So, you know, I just... So not only was I excited about it before and I believed in it, more so now.
Kind of gives you the motivation just to keep on going.
Yes. Yes. So, yes.
Well, I hate to hear that about your family members, but, you know, we are going to cover them in prayer.
Thank
and
you.
That, and, you know, we're here for them.
Thank you.
We're
yes.
here if we can help.
It's weird being on the other side of it now, you know, like before, you know, it just has a whole new meaning now for us. So.
This is why we ride,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So if someone was listening and they're like, I don't know, what would you tell someone why to get involved?
Because it helps people, you know. It helps so many people. And I actually do have another story. My mother was in the hospital 2 years ago, and I had one of my 24 hours T-shirts on. And this was a friend of a friend for my visiting my mom at the hospital. I didn't know her. And she asked, you know, if I rode in it, and I said yes, and she said that she actually had cancer, and she was part of the program of going for the lessons and the classes and all that. So just even you're helping strangers, you know, and someday you might be helping your loved one, your family member. So
100%. I mean, truer words have not been spoken.
Yes.
Like, that is so true. Thank you for participating.
Thank you so much for sharing yes.
your story.
Thank you.
So important. We are so proud of you for
Thank
getting
you.
Out there and grinding it out, girl.
Thank you. I can stand now. So.
Yes. Victory.
Megan, you know, we have familiar faces.
Isn't that funny how that works? People still talk to us after year after year, you know?
You know, that's a great thing.
I don't know.
Do they want to talk to us
or do we just force them? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but you know, it's great to see familiar faces that come back to ride.
And we have one of our familiar faces, Steve. Steve, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good.
Happy to be here.
Well, good. We're glad you're happy to be here. We're glad you're happy to talk to us. Tell us why you ride and what this event means to you.
Well, multiple things. I mean, my dad's a cancer survivor, and so I ride for him and many others. But 24 has a... So my friend Kerry Smith is probably more why I ride than anything. And, you know, I still manage that team, the Badenskis, if you call what I do manage it. We still show up.
You wrangle them?
Yeah, and it's, you know, that's still a tough place to be. You know, Kerry was loved by a lot. He did a lot of stuff for 24 and for the Survivorship Center. And he was just a really special guy. And so even if it wasn't for all the other reasons, I would only ride for that. It'd be good enough for me. You know, we want to be here for him. I know he smiles when he sees me and Cole and all of us come in. And
he's probably asking, do you have the largest team?
We do not.
You know, that was always something that he was always very competitive about. You know, he would. I remember one year he came to the center and he put Badenski stickers all around the center so people would sign up on the Badenski team and not the Survivorship team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you know, Penny, that worked for the Survivorship Center, competed with him on those team deals and for a little bit, and that was a little fun.
I did not help at all. I stayed out of it.
Yep. I think we need to convince Pete and Penny to be here.
Absolutely.
You know, so, but no, that's the biggest deal, and it's because it's about people. You know, it's not really about the riding or anything else. It's about people, and we care about people, and we want to be here for them, and we want the Survivorship Center to be there. It does so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's unbelievable at how many that it can help. I wish more people would get involved with it. My dad never would. But, you know, just...
It is important for people to get involved. But, you know, we understand that it's hard. But taking that first step, coming into the center, mm-hmm. and I promise you are not mean, I don't think.
No. It's a fun place. It's a great place. It, like, lifts people up, grounds people to purpose. It's a really good space to be in for sure.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many wonderful nonprofit organizations in this town. I know you're really active in the mm-hmm. nonprofit space. When you're thinking about encouraging people to give to nonprofit entities like, you know, 24 Hours in the Canyon, Cancer Survivorship Center, and Harrington Cancer and Health Foundation, you know, why do you encourage people to give locally?
Well, I just encourage people to give, period, because I think it's part of our purpose. And I would love for you to give the organization I work for and 24 and all that. But the thing about giving is what are you passionate about, and where do you want to be? Who do you want to help in specifics? And if everybody would look at that and do what that is for them, this world would grow and grow and grow in the betterment. And so, you know, this is a great organization to give to because it does so much, and everybody's touched by cancer. And if you haven't been, you probably will be in some form or fashion. You guys know that better than I do, and it's just important, you know. The center being there is so important. And if, you know, donations are challenging today because there's more need and less money.
Yep.
And so it's just, you know, find what you're passionate about and get involved.
And it doesn't have to be a huge amount. It can be $10. Those $10 adds up real quick.
That's right.
I think that's what's great about events like these, where it is such a collective experience, right? Mm-hmm. We're coming together to do this. Or, you know, together we can make a much larger impact than we can individually. And so these sorts of events really inspire us to give in that way. So
they do. Yeah.
Well, Steve, go out, have fun. Remember your buddy Carrie. I know he would want you to. He's probably smiling down.
Make good choices, right?
That's right. Hey, if you don't make real bad choices and have a lot of fun doing it.
That's right.
You know, because he was the king of laying in the trail while everybody jumped their bikes over him. So,
yes.
You
know.
But well, thank y'all very much.
Thank Steve. You.
Yep.
Megan, another familiar face.
Oh my gosh, isn't this fun? It's like a reunion, you know?
No, you know, that's part fun. Of the event, is a big reunion of people that come together for a purpose. Shirley,
yes,
welcome back.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, you look good, girl, first of all.
Thank you. I saw you last year.
I know, you're looking good. You're looking great.
Thank you.
Lots of great energy, as per usual. But tell us why you're involved in this event year after year, why you love 24.
Oh, my gosh. I've loved 24 since it started, and I was a rider, and I raised money, and I raced every year for probably 13, 14 years. And then last year, I was diagnosed with bladder cancer. And so now it has a different meaning. Last year, I was on the other side. And it was pretty emotional last year because I had always been the one high-fiving all the survivors. So I used to work there, so I know a lot of them. And then last year, I got to be on the other side. And it was amazing. So now that I'm on the second year, I'd tell Brian, I said, I had so much fun last year doing non-competitive. I have 6 survivors on my team. There's 13 of us, and we're just doing non-competitive again, and it's just going to be so much fun.
I love that. Tell me about what that experience is like, being a survivor, how that kind of fills up your cup.
Oh, my gosh. You know, before, this event filled my cup because I just always had a passion for this. I worked there. I was the trainer there. And now that I'm on the other side, I just love to be involved in helping people. And now that this event is here again, I have even volunteered to do tours. And I love what the survivorship means to people like me now. I used to do it for people like my friend Kathy here that I had met when I worked there. And now that I'm on this side of it, there's so much to offer, and the Survivorship Center is my lifeline, and I've just become addicted to it, and now I'm working there by just giving tours here and there. I told them I don't want a job, but I love being able to give back what they have given to me, and it's just amazing to be here.
You know, you talked about your team being survivors.
Yep.
Did you all know each other before the Survivorship Center, or was those friendships born from the Survivorship Center?
Both. My sister, which she's not going to get to be here, but she is on the team, has had skin cancer, and she's from Dallas. Some of the women I have met when I worked at the Survivorship Center, and then last year when I was diagnosed, we got the privilege to go to Mighty Waters, and I was with about 5 other ladies. And so I have new friends, I have old friends, and I have family, and we're all part of the same team. Our team this year is called, last year was Team Shirley, because it was all about me. And this year, it's a little bit different. It's Faith Over Fear. I've changed the name because Faith Over Fear has had to be so important to me and my recovery and my team.
You know, oftentimes whenever people come into the center, we see that look of being scared. They're not so sure. They don't want to be part of this community. And I always tell people it's the best community to be a part of. Although we don't want you to be a part of it.
Exactly.
So, you know, we are so blessed to have the Survivorship Center. You know, if you're listening and thinking, man, I wish I could come to a poor tour. Come on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You might see Shirley there. And, you know, she does a grand tour, and we would love to have you there.
You know, I also got picked to go to another retreat, which was in Montana. And there was 54 of us. We were all different ages, different cancers. And every time I brought up the Cancer Survivorship Center, they were like, oh my gosh, I wish we had something like that. Oh my gosh. And so I post, because I have a huge banner that I collect names. And one of the ladies from that event, she's like, oh my gosh, how are you going to fit all these names? And I said, oh, you have no idea. And I posted us, and she goes, oh my gosh, there's my name. And it just has been amazing, the women I have met through this experience, and it's something that I'll never forget. And we're very lucky to have this, because not every city has it.
Yeah.
Some cities have like a 6-week program at their YMCA, and they're like, oh my God, I even went this weekend to Dallas, and one of the ladies was a survivor from like 15 years ago, and she was like, I need to talk to you. She said, every city needs to have something like that. I need to know how y'all got that started. She goes, I needed that back 15 years ago. She said, I needed that camaraderie, that tribe is what I call it, because it's a place, it's a safe place that we can go and talk with each other and help each other through those fears. Fake evidence appearing real. That's what I've learned. That's what fear is. And it is going to get behind us, and you have to have faith. And that's where we're coming from, all from different places.
So if there's a survivor listening, what advice would you give them?
Oh my gosh. The first thing is, you know, have your faith, because that's where it all comes from, and being involved in the survivorship center. There is classes for everyone. The counseling is by far, you know, another thing that just absolutely, I love my husband, but he feels, you know, so responsible for me that I got to go to counseling and be able to talk to somebody that's non-family. To get involved and to be involved in the Cancer Survivorship Center has been a lifeline to me, and I've told so many people about it. Just go and try it. The nutrition classes, learn a new way of eating, learn a new way of moving, because we're all so stagnant in this world, and it's just amazing. Every bit that I get from that survivorship center is just amazing.
And you know, we couldn't do it without donations. And you like to raise some money.
I did. Yeah. I raised more last year, but you know, everybody has $25. I have so many people that I just reach out and say, hey, would you be willing to give $25? Everybody. I don't have a lot of people tell me no. 25, and then they may give me 50 or 100. I had somebody turn around and slap me with $1,000, and
nice.
I cried. I literally just cried, because it just meant the world to me. And it all goes back to the Survivorship Center, and that's what I told them. I said, 100% of the money that you give goes right back to the Survivorship Center.
Helping people right here in the Panhandle.
That's exactly right.
Well, Shirley, I hope you have a great weekend, and thank you for all you do for our survivors. And we are happy that you're part of our program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Love being here.
All right. We're so excited to have our next guest with us. Tell us your name and why you ride.
My name is Kathy Lozano, and I ride because I became friends with Shirley, and I went through the Cancer Survivor Center when I had cancer.
Well, tell us about your cancer journey.
Well, it started off with my husband having cancer, and he passed away, and I was his caregiver.
Sure.
And so that was a long journey by myself, kind of. But then 2 years after he passed away, I got the cancer, and Ryan's son, who was young, I was a teacher at Ascension, and he was young. I didn't even know him. He wasn't in my classroom. But he, you know, the word spread around the campus that I had cancer. So he comes bebopping, I mean, really, into my room and said, you need to go to the Cancer Survivor Center. And I go, okay. Because I always worked out anyway, you know. Yeah. So I said, okay. And so I don't know how it ended up, but I just went. Just went in by myself. I didn't know anyone. And through that time period, and that was when I was on chemo. I did chemo for 6 months. And I went to the Cancer Survivor Center and worked out with weights. And Pam was there. And, I did that for 6 months. And I had radiation for 6 weeks. So all the time that I was doing my treatment, I was going to the Cancer Survivor Center. So that is very important to me.
Made a huge difference.
It made a huge difference because, you know, my oncologist and my radiologist, they were all saying, don't quit. Don't be bedridden, get out and move, and da-da-da. And I played tennis all the time anyway. I just got finished playing tennis. But I did that. And in the process of it, of course, Shirley and I became really good friends. But I always think that the Cancer Survivor Center was extremely important for my mental attitude, my physical, but mainly my mental attitude, because we laughed and did everything, and I saw Pam all the time, and it was just a great thing for me. So this is very important to me, to give back.
Takes a village.
You know, oftentimes in the oncology world, we don't always think about what we do to patients. The mental, the emotional, the physical. We're just there to help them get through their treatment, you know. But having this resource in the community is so important. And then one of the things in the oncology world is that, you know, you get up, you stay active. That's the best thing that you can do. So you did that, and we're happy that you're here, and you're out riding and going to go have a good time this weekend.
Yes. Yeah. It is a good time, and it means a lot. And especially since my husband had I've got a family of cancer, you know.
Right.
So it's just important that you can, and, you know, for this center to be somewhere that other people can come to.
Yeah.
And the thing that I said, and the faith over fear, was so important, because when you went there, it was like you weren't thinking about your cancer. You were thinking about working out and living and having your life normal.
Normal, yeah. Well, it's wonderful. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Have a great time.
Thank you.
Megan, I love it when our young friends join us.
Well, it's the next generation of 24-hour riders, you know. That's what we've got here.
I know. Tell us your name.
Hi, I'm Adelie.
Hi, Adelie. It's good to have you with us. Tell us, what are you participating in? You're going to be in the kids' race, I assume?
Yeah, I'm doing the kids' race, and I'm doing little scooters just because I tried the, like, bigger kid races with, like, the trail ride, and then I tried it, and then I was like, I'm not doing that.
No way.
I hear you. So why do you want to participate this weekend? What is it about for you?
I just want to have fun, and that's really it. It's just because it sounds fun.
So is this your first year to participate?
I tried to do it last year, but I had a different thing, so.
Well, we're glad you're here this year.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to most?
Probably since there's a lot of little kids doing it, because it's just around the parking lot.
Yeah.
I might beat a lot of
them. Well, sure. I mean, victory is on the mind. You know what I'm saying? But let me just tell you something. I've watched that race before, and it gets a little crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta be alert. You gotta be ready to go.
Yeah, I don't want to crush any little
kids.
Well,
sure. No. Absolutely not. No, that would be a mess.
So will you have a big team cheering you on?
No. Not really.
No?
I just have my grandparents and my dad. He's doing the 24 hours.
Okay.
Well, that's a bigger team than I would have. You know what I'm saying, Pam?
And I don't know if I could get around. I don't know if I could get around that.
I don't think so either.
The parking lot.
Just being honest.
Yeah. Well, we hope that you have the best time, and thank you for supporting our cancer survivors. It's so important.
Okay. Thank you for letting me be on here.
Okay. We're back with another guest. You know, nothing like peer pressure.
You know, that's what we're doing, a lot of peer pressuring here on our podcast, so it's fine. It's legal peer pressure. It's encouraged. But, you know, your daughter just talked to us.
Yep.
So the agreement was she does it if you do it. So here we are. Here we find ourselves. So tell us your name and why you're participating.
Yeah, so my name's Clinton Williams, and I'm doing the 24-hour mountain bike solo competitive.
I'm sorry.
Version of 24 Hours in the Canyon. So, I've been around 24 Hours in the Canyon since it began, and I can't pick a better event to be a part of. You know, the fact that this serves the community is a big deal, and it combines my favorite hobby of mountain biking And so, you know, I'm happy to join in the fun, but also contribute to the community and the mission that 24 Hours in the Canyon stands for and what they do. So I've had family that has been impacted by cancer. I've had people that I work with, people that I know that have been heavily impacted by cancer, and the services that 24 Hours in the Canyon provides, or sorry, the Cancer Center provides.
That's all right. We got it. We know what you mean.
You know, I'm sure there's places in the world that do those types of things, but the fact that Amarillo has them, I don't think that we shouldn't take it for granted.
For sure.
Know. Absolutely.
All in one place, too. You know, that's what I think is so remarkable about the Cancer Survivorship Center.
Sure.
So you chose 24 solo.
That's right.
What in your, I mean, what motivates you?
Are you crazy?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. It's a joke.
Well, that's the first thought. But what motivates you to continue for that amount of time on a bike?
Wait. You're seriously going the whole 24 hours?
So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Like all of it?
As long as the body holds together, we'll keep rolling.
Oh, so. I didn't realize we were literally.
Literally.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. How long are you training for this?
So I wish I had more time to train. I got a lot going on. Busy guy. But so about 6 weeks of, you know, more intensive type training. But I also do a lot of other activities like triathlons and other things that help keep me in shape for things such as this. So this is just another one on the list to get involved in.
Oh, my gosh.
So what's your goal for the week?
I don't have – well, if I ride the – whole time with breaks, you take breaks, you know.
Oh, you okay.
Relative okay. Breaks, you know, as you keep them as short as you can, things like that. But if I just ride then the entire time, then that's a win for me. I'll take that as a big achievement and have enjoyed myself. So
that's incredible. That is just such an achievement.
I know. So one of the themes for the weekend is cancer doesn't sleep, so why should we?
Yeah.
So you're really going to ride the 24.
For sure. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for raising money. We appreciate it. You know, we are very blessed here in this the community to have a center for cancer survivors to go to. So
absolutely.
Go have fun. Be safe. Make sure you
good
hydrate.
Luck.
Right. Hydrate.
Hydrate, yes.
It's a good reason to burn a lot of calories and eat whatever you want during and after.
Well, maybe.
Depending on how strong your stomach is.
Maybe next year she can join you.
That's right.
No.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
We're going to throw our listeners for a loop. We have a new co-host, Maribel.
Hello. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be back this year.
Yes. Maribel's part of the staff of this Cancer Survivorship Center.
Yes.
And we have a new guest. Tell us your name.
Eric Swartner.
Eric, what event do you ride?
We will be doing the Mixed Men's Unicycle Road.
Unicycle. How hard is that to ride around the canyon on a unicycle?
It's pretty bad on the road. Bryce is able to do it in the dirt as well, but
oh, wow.
Just making it around it on the road is a pretty good trick.
Yeah.
I always watch y'all go around and I think, man, I'm not that talented.
Right. And I always think, okay, so what is your tip for getting back on the unicycle if you happen to fall off?
You have to do what's called a free mount, or you have to find somebody that stops in a vehicle and use it to kind of help you up on it.
So what made you get into unicycling?
Well, I was bored during COVID, more or less, so I learned how to ride a unicycle. It took me quite a while, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So do you have any cancer connection? Is there a reason why you ride?
I kind of started because it was popular around the area, but my I have had cancer in my family. My grandmother on my dad's side died of skin cancer. So.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't discriminate, that's for sure. That's what we've learned this evening. And so, you know, I am just so impressed that you can ride around the canyon. It makes me anxious, nervous for you every time. How many laps do you ride during that time?
Ooh. Trying to remember how many. Last year was the first year we did it. I think I totaled around 48 miles.
Oh, wow.
48 miles.
So what is your preparation? Do you prep all year? Is it something?
I do more gravel riding and mountain bike riding and then just kind of mess around with the unicycle every now and then. haven't done a whole lot of training this year, specifically on the unicycle, but I ride my gravel bike fairly often. So
will you be mountain bike riding and unicycling? Is it just strictly unicycle for this event?
It'll just be unicycle for this event on the road.
And then how many are on your team?
It's two guy team.
Okay. So. That is so much fun.
So do you have any competition out there?
Yes. Bryce has another team, so I guess he set it up so we'd have at least two teams so we could have a little competition.
Oh, my.
That works out. It's good.
Well, thank you for coming out. Thank you supporting the Cancer Survivorship Center. We couldn't do what we do without your support. So go have fun, be careful, stay safe, and drink plenty of water.
Will do.
Right.
You know, Maribel, we have had some great stories of why people ride. It's so important to our community to get out and get active in whatever that looks like for you.
Yes.
And find a cause that is near and dear to you.
Yes, and, you know, what better way than our annual event, 24 Hours in the Canyon. We look forward to this event every year.
You know, there's so many people that come from all over the U.S. to help raise money to do what we can do at the center. You know, for those that are listening, if you are in town and would like to stop by, please make sure, you know, we would love to show you our building at 1732 Hagee Boulevard. We do have a lot of activities.
We do.
Everything, you know, we've heard a lot of stories about how to stay active, the importance of staying active and people going through treatment, finding the center, and finding that community. You know, it's a safe place for people to get plugged in.
Yeah.
You know, all it takes is just to stop by.
Yeah, stop by. We have tours on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it didn't even take one of those days. If that doesn't work for you, we will be happy to receive you any of the other days, Monday through Friday. We have several programs and resources, and, you know, they're all free. So what better... There really is costing you nothing to stop by.
You know, I always say it just costs you a little bit of your time. But we couldn't do everything that we do at this center without the support of our sponsors.
Yes.
Especially Amarillo Surgical Group for sponsoring Why I Ride podcast. We can't thank you enough. You know, and for those that raise funds, you know, all it takes is $1, $2, $5, $10. It adds up quickly. And, you know, we want you to make a difference in the community. And there are so many cancer survivors out here that need your help. So, yes.
And it all makes a difference. Like Pam said, every dollar counts. We see it day in and day out. The survivors that have come in and, you know, we have been blessed by this beautiful building. It's a gift to the community. And so we would love for y'all to stop by, check it out, start building your community with us.
That's right. And, you know, mark your calendar. When does this event happen next year? It's always the weekend after Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, mark it on your calendar, get involved, start raising those funds now.
Yeah.
It's important for us and our survivors. And we thank you for listening. And again, thank you, Amarillo Surgical Group, for sponsoring this podcast.
Yes, thank you.
And we will see you or hear you on the next podcast. And so stay tuned.
Thanks again for listening to Beyond the Ribbon. We'd like to extend a special thanks to the Auto Inc. family of dealerships, as they have supported the 24 Hours in the Canyon Cancer Survivorship Center since 2016. For more information on the Cancer Survivorship Center, please visit our website at 24survivorship.org.